A very good morning to dear students. This is your host Anjali Sharma from English Department of Army Public School, Delhi Cant. This is a podcast on the poem The Rebel by DJ Enright from the book Honeycomb of Class 7, Unit 2. DJ Enright, his full name is Dennis Joseph Enright. He was a British academic poet, novelist, and critic. He authored Academic Year 1955, Memoirs of a Mendicant Professor 1969, and a wide range of essays, reviews, anthologies, children's books, and poems. Enright was born in Royal Leamington Spa, Warwickshire, and educated at Leamington College and Downing College, Cambridge. After graduating, he held a number of academic posts outside the United Kingdom. For example, in Egypt, Japan, Thailand, and notably in Singapore. In this poem, the rebel describes the character of a rebel. A person who does not conform to the norms of the society. The rebel is described as a person who would contradict others in order to be different. The character of the rebel in the poem is not based on a political activist, but seems to be a character sketch of a young adolescent trying to be different. All the instances in the poem are repetitive affirmations of this fact. If a rebel sees a group of people with short hair, he would let his hair grow long. On seeing others with long hair, the rebel would cut short his hair. Seeing everybody talk during the lesson, the rebel would become absolutely mute. On realizing that everybody is silent, the rebel would create a disturbance. Similarly, on various such issues, the rebel would be seen contradicting others and doing things that no one would be doing. He would refuse to wear the uniform when the others would be wearing it, praise the dogs when in the company of cat lovers, appreciate the sun on rainy days, and rains on the sunny days. He would do just anything but not what others are doing. Now I am going to explain the poem stanza wise. I'll first read the lines and then explain. When everybody has short hair, the rebel lets his hair grow long. When everybody has long hair, the rebel cuts his hair short. Now in these lines, the poet highlights the rebel's nature. When the rebel encounters a group of people with short hair, he would allow his hair to grow long because he derives pleasure and satisfaction by going against the grain. However, he is not constant, and therefore, when he sees people growing their hair long, he would end up cutting his short. When everybody talks during the lesson, the rebel doesn't say a word. When nobody talks during the lesson, the rebel creates a disturbance. Now in these lines, the poet re-emphasizes the rebellious nature of the rebel as how he rebels against others. Seeing everybody talk during the lesson, the rebel suddenly finds his silence most valuable. However, because he is a rebel, he cannot help but create disturbances and make a series of interjections when he sees that everybody else has become quiet. The rebel constantly seeks attention by doing that what others don't do. When everybody wears a uniform, the rebel dresses in fantastic clothes. When everybody wears fantastic clothes, the rebel dresses soberly. In these lines, the poet shows the rebel's need to exhibit himself as different. because the rebel always wants to showcase and exhibit himself as different. He would wear colorful clothes when everybody else is dressed up in a common uniform. However, the moment he sees others dressed up in a different and colorful clothes, he would be unable to control his urge to wear the uniform. In the company of dog lovers, the rebel expresses a preference for cats. In the company of cat lovers, the rebel puts in a good word for dogs. The poet discusses in these lines how the rebel's preferences never match with the others in the group. When the rebel finds himself in the company of dog lovers, he begins to prefer the cats. On the other hand, on being surrounded by cat lovers, he will put in a favorable word for dogs. His preferences and choices never seem to match with anyone else in the group. When everybody is praising the sun, the rebel remarks on the need for rain. When everybody is greeting the rain, the rebel regrets the absence of sun. In these lines, the poet goes on to offer examples of different instances in which the rebel fares in similar ways. Even with respect to the weather, it is difficult to bring the rebel on board, for he would appreciate the sun while all the others would be welcoming the rains, and miss the rains while others would be enjoying the sun. When everybody goes to the meeting, the rebel stays at home and reads a book. When everybody stays at home and reads the book, the rebel goes to the meeting. Now, in these lines, the poet highlights that the rebels are usually alone. The rebels are the people who are usually all alone, for they prefer to tread on a different path than others. So, when others go for meeting, they stay at home and read a book. And when the others stay at home, then they go to the meeting. When everybody says yes please, the rebel says no thank you. The poet is merely highlighting how it is impossible to make the rebel agree with anyone at all. Saying yes when everybody says no and saying no when everybody says yes is another character trait of the rebel. When everybody says no thank you, the rebel says yes please. It is very good that we have rebels. You may not find it very good to be one. Now, in these lines, the poet discusses what is to be a rebel. It seems that having rebels around us is beneficial, as they train us to acknowledge differences. However, it is not good to be a rebel because they are not accepted by the society. Now, I'm going to talk about different poetic devices used in the poem The Rebel. But before that, I must tell you that this poem is a free verse because there is no rhyme in the poem. So that is the reason it is called free verse. The first poetic device which is used in the poem is alliteration. Alliteration is the occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words. For example, his hair, company of cat, rebel remarks, rebel regrets. The second poetic device is repetition. Repetition is a literary device that repeats the same words or phrases a few times to make an idea clearer and more memorable. For example, in this poem, the phrase "when everybody" and the second phrase "the rebel" has been repeated number of times. Thank you.